Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Big Red.
What's up, Red?
Now you're breaking up again. Don't start that.
You know what? I'm going to fix that for you right now. Give me a minute, but go on. I'm here.
Okay. Well, she about to fix it. In the meantime, what up? What's going on, everybody? This is the menu. The Big Bad. Big Red, Big Red and Brother B on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all guys doing? Hope all is well. Excuse me. I don't know where that came from. Still trying to get over this cold. Still trying to get over what's left. You know, like, it's always the tail end of the cold that's kind of like the one that's the part that's still really, like, getting you. So, yeah, I'm trying to get over this. So, my apologies, everyone, for my semi-hacking. And once again, how you doing? This is Big Red, Brother B, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, Red?
I'm good. I'm about to fix it up right now.
All right, well. My Big Red is about to fix it up. Once again, I hope all is well with everyone out there.
Hello?
Good week. Yeah, I'm here.
Now you can hear me much better?
Yeah. For now. Keep it like
that.
Yeah,
well, let's hope it stays like that.
Yeah, me too.
Let's hope it stays.
What's going on, Red?
Technical difficulties don't work.
Yeah, sure don't. What's up, man? What's going on? How you been?
I'm good. I'm fine. Huh?
I said, how's life in the red lane?
Sure. It ain't in the red lane no more. No more red. I'm not in the red lane right now.
All right. Well, you can't be switching it up. So you got to stick to it.
Mm-mm.
Even though you purple, even though you on purple, you gotta be red.
Oh, it's not purple this time.
Whatever it is, you gotta stay red. Damn that. Right? You're trying to switch it up now.
I'm trying to switch it up now.
Nah, I'm trying to switch it up. But anyway. So yeah. I haven't really been into, you know, any of the news or certain things this week. However, I remember that situation, a couple of months back, it was in Chicago, I believe, where the panhandler ran up on the the panhandler went up to the car and was asking for money and then apparently killed the lady.
I didn't hear about that.
Okay.
I actually didn't hear about that.
Okay, yeah, it was a month ago. But you know, the panhandler was asking for money. It was a man and a wife in the car. Rolled down the window, and, you know, when she was giving him the money, he stabbed her in the chest.
Oh, my
God.
And
he ran off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
come to find out, and, you know, the father and the daughter went on TV. Everybody was, like, kind of clowning on the daughter because she had this nasty-ass lipstick on. And she was up there crying, looking all horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was reading comments on Facebook and people was crying on her. But anyway,
wow.
Come to find out. Apparently, it was her and the father that had her set up.
Wow, that's crazy.
And they got caught trying to sneak into Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. Mm. I mean, a lot of people kind of thought it was the husband, but I wasn't expecting, because it was the stepdaughter. So it was the lady's stepdaughter, the woman that got killed, it was her stepdaughter, and the husband that set up to get killed. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
3569, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Lady T?
What's going on?
Now, I haven't been able to look at my Facebook page recently because I just came in from work, but yeah, I noticed there was just a little, you know, a lot of conversation going on back and forth. I was, you know, I didn't get a chance to look at that.
You should have been researching instead of looking at that.
Researching what? What am I going to research? Was it a research?
I don't know. You tell us.
Yeah, researchers. You got to do your research.
Nah, he think he know it. He know everything. He good.
What the hell are you laughing about?
It's a girl joke.
Yeah. Oh, let me in on a joke.
Nah, we can't. Just like y'all can't tell y'all secrets, we can't tell ours.
Exactly.
Yeah, what secrets do we have?
What? Oh, I know you didn't say.
I know you didn't just say
what secrets y'all got. Get out of here, man.
Yeah,
man, you better get the hell out of here with that.
These dudes is out here snitching. So what's secrets? What's secrets, really?
Not all
snitching,
yet,
hard.
But
they snitching
right, you're
hard.
Right. They snitching, but it's like at the same time. I mean, like I said, y'all have y'all own little code, and so do we as women. But we don't always tell, you know, our stuff like that.
I don't roll with those dudes. You can bro code ain't
well,
the same no more. Broco ain't the same.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Like I said, they froze.
I don't think no codes is the same no more. You got people snitching like 6ix9ine. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
it's any. It's not no codes no more. Everything is just out there.
And the sad part is, cats thinking snitching is okay. It's not, man. So keep your mouth shut, man. Like, there's certain things you just don't need to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Just leave them alone.
Well, they don't get that. They don't get that. But see, that's because everything is such an open book now. Like I said, once again, you know, it's like every show that we do, we always got to revert back to social media. We live in an age, you know, we living in the age of social media, and at the end of the day, this is why nothing is sacred anymore. This is why certain things with men and women, this is why it's out like that, because everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to put their business out there. And it's just like, that's why the code of you know, with men and women is all messed up.
No, listen, y'all could tell me. I won't tell nobody.
We still ain't telling you.
I still ain't telling you.
I don't snitch. I ain't gonna roll on y'all.
Listen,
come on, Red.
You might. What?
Come on, Red. You can text me.
Marvin.
You can text me.
Text me. Nah, man.
Come on, now.
Can't do that. Look, nah, man. Can't do that. We blood in and blood out, but we can't do that. That's a woman thing.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. So you're trying to say that the woman code is sticking in family? Let me find out. Let me find out.
Y'all may do that same thing with you guys. Like, let's say if a guy cheats within his family, they're not telling. I've seen that before.
Yep, exactly. Oh, yeah, I've seen that before, too.
All right, why do you think they're not telling?
because they stick into the guy code first.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Nah. We ain't because of the guy code.
So what is it? Tell us.
Real talk. Listen. How am I going to sit there? All right, so let's say I got my brother and then I got a sister-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't even want to know what my brother's doing. But even if he's doing it, how do I look like going to my sister-in-law saying, yo, this is what he doing? How do I look doing that? First of all, that right there ain't none of my business.
Yeah, you're right, but guess what? All right, you're right, but guess what? I'm up to the flip to it. What if you were, what if that, okay, that's your brother, but what if your brother's on some hater type thing, or he on some, like, yo, why he got that type of wife? Like, it may be, you know, somebody that he might have wanted to get with, or maybe he dealt with her years ago, and then the brother got her, and then he a little jealous, like, yo, he got her, why she couldn't be my, you know, you got to think about stuff like that.
Nah. I still wouldn't get involved. Listen.
No, you wouldn't, but you have dudes that will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's what
you may not do that, but you got dudes that will do that.
First of all, any dude that will go behind their brother, when you're basically saying, like, what, he was with his girl or something like that, or his ex, or maybe at one time they were dating or something like that? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Still, certain things ain't my place, and I ain't getting involved in that. I'm just not.
But once again, as I said, that's you. You have something, like I said, this world, you know, unfortunately, the world, you know, the world don't work, you know, everybody don't think the same. Everybody wasn't raised the same.
I still believe in the honor code.
Right, absolutely. You do.
I can't do that.
Right,
like,
you do, but you have men out there that don't believe in that. And jealousy and envy and all those things will make you, you know, lose, you know, your judgment, will make you lose your, you know, thinking, you know, having a better judgment.
Well, this may be
that's
true.
Working. Exactly.
This may be
exactly
true. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Well, I guess we're about
the way
to go.
Yes, we are.
About to, you know, oh, my God.
How we going to start this off? We got to start it off.
Oh, this is. Oh, y'all was talking about another topic. Oh, okay. Look at some of these messages. Yeah. Y'all was talking about the other topic. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what was going on here.
You know
what? I wasn't sure what topic y'all was talking about, man. I just finally looked. I'm like, okay, y'all was talking about another topic. Okay. Mm-hmm. Once again, Big Red, Brother B, guest starring Lady C, on the menu, Blog Talk Radio. What up, y'all? Let's get it in. Topic of tonight, sex toys.
Hold on. Say it again.
Topic for tonight.
The same tone you just said it in.
Well, hold on.
Yes.
Let me
throw
out.
You said it with a spicy tone.
I'm trying to do my nose, man. My nose is a little stuffy. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. Guest call in number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Also on Facebook. And it's Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL. Your Mental. Yeah, Mind Your Mental. The menu.
Yes.
So, all right. Topic. Sex toys. Why?
Okay. Who wants to start it off?
Y'all start off, because I blow my nose. This is getting crazy.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to let Lady T, you start it off. You start it off. Let's see what
okay,
your,
he said, he said,
you know.
He said why, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could tell he's not ready for stimulation, brother. Nah, stimulation.
Nah,
you could tell he's not ready.
my nose.
You gonna talk
right, I'm
about
ready now.
Why?
Why? Because you know what? I don't get is this. Now, I don't know about too many dudes and use sex toys, and I don't expect them to go around admitting, like, you know, hey, I use the sex toys and all this and that. I'm not expecting that. But there's women out there, and women I've come across, women I know, that are quick to be like, oh, yeah, well, I have a vibrator. Like, I have this, I have that. And I'm like, wow, you just say it like, you know, like you just walking around with a pack of holes in your pocket. Like, oh, yeah, I have some holes. You want one? Like, oh, sure, thanks. But like,
okay, but well, okay, if they, let me cut you off for 1 minute. I'm sorry, but okay. If a woman is saying, okay, I have sex toys, I have this, I have that, and actually they do have little things that you could put in your pocket. So it's like,
pocket rockets
or whatever.
Damn.
So now my thing is this, like, what, like, is it like an issue because a woman says that, or like, is it something wrong with a woman admitting that she uses sex toys or anything like that? Like, you know.
All right, no. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but at the same time, what's the purpose? Because, see, I think certain dudes
see
it like competition.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. We're going to get him.
We're going to have to school him. You might be using sex toys after today. So,
well, it won't be on myself.
Of course, it's not going to be on yourself. Yes. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Y'all are funny. Okay. Let's see.
No,
Let's see what.
I just.
Go ahead, brother B. Go ahead. We're gonna let
I'm
you.
I'm just
start
saying.
It off. Go ahead.
No, there's nothing. Listen, I don't take issue with it. I don't have problem with, because I mean, I'm right, in my travels, I have learned that sometimes they can accessorize, you know, in the situation. You know, like, you know, y'all could be doing your thing, and it's not necessarily that it's not a thing where, oh, I'm not getting off because of you. I just want extra. Like, some women just want this whole sensual, like, smorgasbord of things going on. And
you're talking about
couples,
okay.
Well, yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
because,
the guy could be helping the girl out, and he could be getting aroused by it, you know?
What? Okay, yeah, about that. some dude, like I said, I don't know. Like, what dude really knows how to use a vibrator on a woman?
Not too many dudes are trained that.
Yeah, I'm sure but I mean, it's not. Come on, it's sometimes.
Well, they're not saying that they use them.
But I think vibrators and dildos and stuff like that. That is now, if you're going to use
that
it, well,
thing is that dildo thing is kind of crazy. But
okay,
anyway,
but
go ahead.
With those two things, that's more for a woman's pleasure, and then once again, we have to talk about, you know, like I said, you do have, you know, the same gender that uses those things as well.
Right, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, but, right, so if we're talking about, like I said.
For what?
What do you mean for what?
What do you mean for what?
Listen, real quick. Brother B, you know that two women don't have the same equipment as two men.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All right, now, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm going in. So my thing is this. If you live an alternate lifestyle and that's not your thing, like if eating a box is your thing and rubbing boxes is your thing, why do you need a strap on or why do you need a.
Oh, wait a minute.
Brother B,
we got to stop you there. Brother, let me tell you something. And I'm going to, yeah, I am. I'm going to tell you, you know, like I said, we family, but, you know, like I said, like I tell, you know, anybody, you know, even my own children, listen, and they grown, I may be your mom, but I'm a woman first. So, you know, but I'm going to tell you, Brother B, once again, they're not rubbing boxes anymore. Like, they don't, that's not even something, that ain't even in that equation. You do know they have double-sided dildos. Besides
not
the strap
even,
on.
And it's not even double-sided dildos. It's just the fact that, do people not realize when we're talking about sex toys and stuff, it's for, you know, clitoris stimulation and things like that? How would
right,
I pronounce it?
Right.
Clitoral stimulation.
Clitoral,
this is what's
going
to get the person to have the orgasm. So you, most of you guys don't know that. You just think just chicken it, you know, that's what's going to get her to come.
Or G-spots and stuff
yeah.
like that, right.
You know, it's like, come on.
No, I
do you guys
mean,
even know the purpose
right
of your stuff?
And
no,
as
I know
women,
more than I'm willing to talk about, but I'm not. This ain't about me.
Boy, this is your show.
This ain't about me. This ain't about me. This is about the overall topic.
Right, but as women, you know, women know what other women want to feel like or want, you know, feel like. We know ourselves.
Okay. So what are you using the double sided thing for? What are you even using it for? If y'all two don't like dudes, if you don't,
you know,
like
you don't even. It's not even just dildos.
It's,
also, they also have other things that are for, you know, you can stimulate the clitoris. That's not even you know, imitation penis. So
right,
even if you're
then,
a lesbian, it's not just dildos. It's just not their toys.
But he's asking now. I see the question that he's kind of asking. He's asking,
mm-hmm.
okay, if these women are lesbians and they don't supposedly like, you know, men or
the meat,
you know, penis.
You
I
don't
guess
want the meat.
Meatloaf. Okay.
You
okay,
want the
but
meatloaf.
Guess what? Wait a minute. Now that's
meatloaf.
Not. You might have two women that may not necessarily be lesbians, but guess what? There's a thing called bisexual. Yes, they might like men and women. So the that's where the double sided will come in because they want that penetration of a male, but they may not have a male available, or they may not necessarily have a male around, or you know, well maybe they just don't want the male and they just want the female.
And you see, that's the problem with society. There's too many goddamn options. There's too many options.
I think
this
it's good to have
thing.
Options, especially when. Sometimes, sorry to say, and I'm not going to say all men, but, you know, you got guys that they get boring. Nobody wants a one-minute brother. You know what I mean? No, we want at least our little guys
right.
that could go
so
an
what,
hour.
So wait. So what, sometimes you're asking for a lot compared. I mean, listen.
How is that? You know how fast an hour could go? Listen, you watch how fast
this
show goes.
This is true.
You know what?
I'm
but
just
that's
saying.
Not, you know,
okay, well, not
yeah,
not
right,
really
yeah,
an hour, but you know what I mean. Maybe a half an hour. Okay, I don't know.
All right, So even with the whole one-minute brother thing and using
mm-hmm.
the toys and stuff like that, so you're trying to say,
mm-hmm.
as I've heard other women say before, you know, you got to alternate. You know, it's good to have the toys to, you know, help enhance the you know, the situation, and
mm-hmm.
it also helps if you do have, you know, a 2 minute or 1 minute brother, you know, a person, they can actually, you know,
it can actually,
you know,
help
perform longer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put it like that.
Nobody doesn't want that for 2 minutes. That's like a dud. I don't want that. Because
right,
then I could
right,
just
okay.
handle myself.
And not
you know
only,
I mean?
You know,
like,
right, not only just a 2 minute brother, but, you know, somebody is not, you know, not that they're not, you know, packing in that department. So that's also a thing that kind of, you know, maybe that's what the sex toy can
right, the
fill
male
up for, depending on, right.
Fill up for that. Get them a pump.
Male or,
yeah.
Right, or pump, right, pumps.
Get
you
them
know,
a pump.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
yeah,
want that pill, but
they
I definitely
like
here they got a pump. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I'm on my site right now,
what?
And I'm looking at the pumps.
You looking
pump
on
the pump
site.
Up, pump me up
to help
cow.
To help you know to 6 inches, maybe go to 8.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Pump me up. Pump me up.
How the hell do
this
you
is real a- stuff, Brother B.
Oh, my God.
It'll help them out for a little while.
Yeah, it helps
you know,
out. Yeah.
You guys,
I don't want nobody that got to use a pump. Damn that.
You guys, Red, I'm shocked. You're sexual demon. You just said you're looking on us and you're looking at a pump.
Yeah.
What the hell? Are you
yeah,
looking,
she looking for reference.
Yeah.
Looking for reference.
What are you doing?
So we'll be talking
what are you
about
listen, what are you doing on the scale?
Lady C,
go
it ain't only for reference. This is my fight. This is my fight. I go to.
See, that's what I'm saying. What the hell are you doing on the site?
What the hell are you doing on the site?
What the hell are you doing on the site?
Yeah, I find it.
What are you kidding me? You find it relaxing or something? Like, what
do
you
think? No, I find something.
You're
going
to have to inbox me that site later. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
I got you. I need to learn a few things.
Thank you.
What are you looking at a pump for? What are you looking at a pump for?
No, I'm not looking at the pump. Didn't I just tell you I don't want nobody that got to either use a pump or a pill? If you got to use a pump or a pill, I don't want you. Don't even look my way. Yeah, if you got
to
use
a
pump or a pill,
to make their penis grow a little bit more.
Yeah, to get yourself
stimulated
or
yeah.
So why
yeah, or
you,
stimulated
so why being a bigot? So why are you being a pump and a pill bigot?
What do you mean, why am I being a bigot? Oh, hell on. Let me explain to you. All right, Brother B. Okay, I want to explain to you. At this age, let me tell you something. At this age, I ain't got time for that. Like I don't have time for that. And I know, you know, at this age, you know, a lot of men, you know, get into that age where, you know, they may not, you know, they ain't 20-something year old. You know, 20-something-year-old is, you know, 20-something-year-old is a whole bunch of different test. You know, that's a different testosterone than 45 or, you know, 46, 47,
well,
50 years old.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault that y'all hit y'all peak later.
Absolutely. Cougars and leopards out here.
Keep from going under.
Like a jellyfish time.
I'm just saying. Listen. All right. I mean, to a degree, I get it. But all right. It's like I said, it's just too much of a variety, a host of things going on. Like, I remember some time ago, they had these sex bots. Like, all right. To me, that's like going real too far. Because then it seems like, in some instances, you have people out there that are trying to replace.
What is that? I can't hear you guys.
Red.
The sex bot.
Red, what the hell are
yes.
you doing? What are you talking up? What are you?
You said
I was
sex bot.
I'm sorry.
You putting
no,
away
you said
your,
sex
box
your
pump?
Or what?
No, the sex
no, she's
the robot.
Sex bot, like robot.
Oh,
yeah.
The robot. I didn't even know they had that. What do I want a robot for?
Yeah,
girl.
That's oh, my God.
Thing.
What you mean? With
no,
that?
No. I'm good.
But that's what I'm saying. All these little toys and these things they make out here to, listen, I just feel that certain things are in excess because it kind of it gives people certain people options. Like, oh, if they don't want to be bothered with women or they don't want to be bothered with men, then boom, they have options. I can always go get me a doll, or I can go get me a pump, or whatever. I can go get me something else and then satisfy myself, or me and a friend can.
But see, the pump is not for satisfying yourself. The pump is for if you just want to satisfy your partner. That's a different thing. But in terms of, like, I see it as the sex robots and having toys, like pleasure, like toys for pleasure. That's two different things to me. That's two different things. When you venturing into a sex robot or even, maybe the doll ain't too bad, but if you venturing out into that, that's a little bit, like, that's like a fetish or something that you may want to do some type of role play. I don't think, well, I'm hoping that I really don't think that it's for replacing someone. But then again,
you know,
somebody
you know
may think that
then
way.
Again, yeah, then again, I could see somebody thinking like that. Let's say if they've been so hurt and, oh, I don't want to deal with men, but then you
right.
feel
uh-huh.
hot and horny. That's no different than having a dildo around. So I get that. But
right.
I wouldn't need a doll. I would just prefer a human being.
Right,
so,
a human
know.
Being. Or like
yeah.
I said, you know, you get the toy. Because at the end of the day, if that okay, say the person that you want is not around.
Mm-hmm,
say the person that you want, you know, you can't, you know, you may fantasize about, maybe somebody that you're fantasizing about, and you just, you know, that person may, you know, not, like I said, may not be around, you may can't, you know, get to them the way you want to, whatever. So guess what? You have to find some way to release that.
Yeah,
and, you know, to release that,
saying.
Or, you know, or,
guys,
you know.
Listen, real talk. There's penis out here. There's enough penis
but
to go,
you keep
to go
saying,
around.
No,
oh,
you
God.
See that? Hold on, Brother B. Brother
go ahead,
B,
go ahead.
What you just said, from a male perspective,
what?
I'm not a man,
yeah.
but I'm just saying, from a male perspective, it seemed like you guys have ego problems by you just sounding like that. Oh, there's a lot of penis out there. Why can't we have a lot of options? When guys want to have
no.
different options to have sex with all these females and this, that, the next, why can't we have options? These are options
exactly.
for us. That's
well,
how I'm
well,
looking at it. Now, I want to ask you, does that kind of
rubber?
Stroke the male? Does that kind of stroke? It's not just rubber, Puffer B. Give me a break, Puffer B.
I don't know what them things is made of.
Maybe you should check the site out, like oil,
yeah, maybe
stuff
check
like
the site
that.
Out.
You should
I'm
know.
Good.
There might
I'm
be
good.
Basic stuff that might you might say, oh, I do this anyway with baby oil. I don't know.
All right. Hot Rod and K Dog, you can step in now.
Go ahead. Oh, Hot Dog. Oh, Hot Dog.
Okay.
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Listen,
hold
on. Hold on. Go ahead, bro.
No, I got to go because the kids are still up because there's no school tomorrow. My damn luck. And I can't talk about this while the kids are up. I don't want to say two things. Big Red, I'd like to have my pump back anytime soon, please. Return it back to me.
Yo.
And number two, I'm sorry, Brother B. Remember, there's always a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, a plan E. And I'm talking about the battery. Okay, guys. Okay. I gotta go.
he ain't even back you up. Nope, because he's talking about the batteries for the massages. Okay.
I know, right?
Oh, damn. Oh, man. Listen. Now, let me catch myself, man, because I was just eating my sandwich, man. I almost choked on the damn thing laughing. Man, listen. Oh, boy. How do I begin?
What's up,
everybody? All this fuck is making me. Yo, what up? No.
What
I,
up,
I,
yo?
I,
what you. What is making me. Is making you want to bite your sandwich? I don't know.
Which one of y'all is stuttering already? We got y'all stuttering too? Oh, man.
Look, I know. That was all about
the
potato.
Oh, my goodness.
When Kato's in the house, you know. All right. Now, all I got to say is this is that. Listen. Damn it. Now, yo, I'm mad. All right. Okay. Women.
And this is why we need massages, this right here. You can't even get to the point. Come on.
Okay, I'm getting to the, don't worry, my dear. I'm getting to the point now. Now.
Oh, my goodness.
When it comes to the sex toys, I mean, it's a lot to deal with. I mean, you know, dildos and what else? The vibrators. Women need that, you know. Women... especially if they're not getting satisfied from their significant other. I mean, It's hard out there. Damn, man, what the hell am I saying hard? Okay, now.
Excuse the pun. Excuse the pun. Damn.
Yo,
okay.
You know,
excuse the pun.
Why don't you
listen?
I think, fellas.
Wait, I
got to
hear this. Go ahead.
Fellas, listen. Look. If there's a one, for all y'all 1 minute, like Lady T and Big Red both talked about the 1 minute dude, I'm like, damn, y'all got a lot to work with, man, because you know what? There's something out there that can help you. And here it is.
Nah, man. You know I ain't accepting that crap. I'm not accepting that. Listen, what's how the song go? Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell ain't nothing like the real thing.
There are things out there that can help. All you gotta do is like this. Hey, tell the doctor that you have a problem of keeping the rocket flying, about to keep that rocket 30. Man, you gotta keep that rocket 30, man.
So the doctor should hit you off with Viagra. That's pitiful. What is he gonna hit you off with?
Dude,
how was he gonna
exactly
help you?
What happened? But, however,
and if the doctor got to give you
like
something,
pill.
I don't
however,
want you.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry, K-Dog. Wait a minute. So, wait, you are ready to on some. If somebody got to give you a pill, somebody got to give you something, you don't want it.
Yeah. I just said that. Because I'll tell you why. Brother B, look
so
at this. Let me
problem?
Tell you. You know when you go to the pharmacy and then the pharmacist say, oh, okay, your thing will be ready in 3 days. So I got to wait 3 days for his stuff to be aroused? Because he on these pills.
Right. And how about
I don't
want you.
Once
again, I don't want you if you got to take a pill to
be
around.
Why would
I?
That's too much. That sounds like too much
complication. You coming tomorrow or you coming to deal with me? And
but,
me and you dealing with each other, it should be no reason. Listen, get some liquor, smoke some stuff. Like, come on, you that'll arouse you. No, but just look at me. I should be.
That's like crackhead
like penis
or something.
Like the thing is, especially alcohol will raise that sucker. But however, if you really
what
into
it?
Your
oh, whatever, so you
no,
gotta get drunk,
this.
And then you gotta be drunk
no, no,
and smelling like
no,
alcohol.
No. Listen. But
I like that.
The reality. Let me break it down for you. As real as it is.
Did I say that out loud?
Real.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna get real with everybody. Now give
get
me a
real.
Minute.
Get real.
All right. But if you are truly, truly into your woman, there's no pill, no alcohol, no nothing.
Absolutely.
That could make
Absolutely.
That rocket rise. Because you know what? Once you're into that woman and you're deeply into her, that rocket will rise and never go down.
That's
all
right.
You're patronizing right now. I'm putting you on the spot.
You're
patronizing and advertising
not
for yourself.
Not patronizing.
Stop
it. He's advertising.
You coming on.
Tell the callers the number. Tell the brother B the number to call for K-Dog.
You're coming on the show advertising for yourself.
Oh
right.
My
you're
God.
Doing promotion. No, I advertise.
But you're doing
but
a
you know
spin-off.
I'm just saying
you're doing
real.
A spin-off.
Okay.
No, here's the other part. It don't have nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with
it. Right, because you know what?
The woman is one part of it.
Right,
yeah.
The woman's one part of it. But also your body's another part, too, because sometimes, especially when you're tired, see, there's a problem is when you're tired. Now, don't get me wrong, we all work hard. However, when you think, some women, when they think about, and they're thinking about you, you know, they're lonely, they have a toy. My goodness, it's a damn toy. A woman has a right to. Now, it's
right.
Now, if some guys out there, the problem is with some guys, they would the best way to keep themselves satisfied is by watching some porn.
Right. Or
you understand?
porn, or they, and you know they do have male masturbators. They have, you know, masturbators for males, like a masturbating toy.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, they got fake coochies and tasty and all that other stuff.
Wow. Wait a minute. I never
heard
of that.
And they have a masturbating, it's a masturbating sleeve at that, like a sleeve that the man puts on his, you know, genitalia.
Okay. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
No, I don't
want to
know about that.
What the hell?
But this is what I'm saying. Well, you keep saying, I don't want to know, I don't want to know, but does it take away from the male ego to know?
It has nothing to do with the ego. I don't want to know about
that. That's what I
want to
know. Okay. I'm
just saying. Wait, you said you don't want to know, Brother B? Wait. You said you don't want to know what, Brother B?
I don't want to know about no masturbation sleeve or sock, whatever.
Okay, but once again, maybe that's something. You know what it is? You know what it is? I'm going to say it like this, and Lady T probably will agree with me. Just like she said, it's like an ego thing for y'all. It's like, I don't
want
to be know about all those type of things. You keep saying that, but what if it's the person that has a high sex drive and guess what? Once again, you're right. There's a lot out there, but maybe they don't want to deal with all of that like that. Maybe they got a woman at home or whoever they have at home, and that person's not, you know, it doesn't always have to be about that, but maybe they got somebody that's not satisfying them sexually. They might have a fetish. Like, okay, I'm gonna say for instance, you have somebody has a woman. Maybe that woman, and I'm gonna say this, maybe she's a slim woman. Maybe this man may have a fetish for overweight women, BBWs, SSBBW. They may have a fetish for that. If he's at home with his woman and he got this woman or whatever, once again, they're together, they're living together, whatever, but you know what? He watches BBW porn. That says BBW. He likes the BBW woman, but
so
he can't necessarily go.
Chick?
Wait a minute, wait. But he can't, but because it's a fetish. Y'all don't realize that sex is a, with certain things with sex, it's a fetish. You may not necessarily want somebody like that, but it's a fetish thing. Or a fantasy thing.
Turns you on type thing.
Exactly. That's what turns you on.
You know what it is? It's true about the fetish, because there's a lot of people that have a lot of fetishes. Some people have a fetish for big butts. Some people have a fetish for feet.
Right.
Some people
absolutely.
Just have a fetish for, you know, for all kinds of parts of the woman's
body.
For
all kinds of things.
It's a turn on.
And that's
on.
What just turns them on to get to, you know, that spot that they want to get to.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's not nothing against
It might even make the sex even more erotic.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, guess what?
When they get
if this
far.
man, or even if it's either way, if this person has a particular type of fetish, well, we're talking about the man right now. If he has a particular type of fetish, just like you said, he is, okay, and how about this? Instead of him going out and getting that type of fetish, okay, he can do whatever he do, watch the porn and masturbate or whatever, and then guess what? Once again, he may watch that porn and then have sex with his woman, and then while he's doing it, he's thinking in his head about what he was watching, and then that may make the sex better for them. It's better than going out and cheating. It makes it better than
going out
and cheating.
No,
right?
Instead of going out and trying to get it somewhere else, because you know what? Look,
even though some of these dudes is rated E for everybody, but I mean,
that's the thing about the sex toys too, mental stimulation. You know,
there's some men out there, and there's also clothing fetish too.
Right.
There's a clothing fetish.
Yeah, lingerie or stocking.
Or stocking. People have a fetish for stocking.
Right.
Go ahead.
Listen, don't be advertising me. Don't be advertising me. All right. This is not that type of show, K Dog. We talk about things, but we don't.
K Dog might have 1,000
criminals.
Literally. Oh, man, K Dog.
You already had somebody.
The lady's going to be calling Brother B, emailing him. I need to know about that guy.
You already had somebody asking you about rights before. We don't need you to go any further. Big shout out to her.
Oh.
I'm saying. You're listening. Because, you know, people listening is bad.
She might call tonight.
They're not
doing my rights tonight.
Yeah. No, he was talking about how he, you know, be cooking and stuff like that. You know,
yeah,
what
and then,
so
she had
this
show.
Yeah,
I remember that show.
Yeah.
She had this show. Like, oh, they not talking about rice?
Yeah. Like, he, you know, he come on here promoting himself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn, man,
know?
What the hell?
It's just a damn, man, what the hell?
You know what I'm saying? No, but, I'm just saying, you know, what's really going on.
Right.
No,
I mean,
no,
it is
no,
what it is.
From.
Like, it is
it
what
is
it
I'm
is with. It is what it is. Like, okay, now I'm gonna go back to what you said. I didn't mean to cut anybody off, but I'm gonna go back to what you said earlier, Brother B, when you said, "Oh, there's plenty of penis out there." You know what? You're absolutely right. But did you hear what I just said? These dudes, which is another word that I want to say, but I don't want to say that. These dudes are rated E for everybody. You're right, it's penis out there. But at the same time, it's the headache that goes with it a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's the headache that goes with it. So some women don't want to deal with the headache, just like the, on the other side, some men don't want to deal with the headache.
Yeah, some.
But see,
not,
I think
not,
it's women.
It.
Right, I think it's women that more don't want to deal with the headache. So you know what? If I don't have to deal with, oh, if you're going to call me tomorrow, am I going to hear from you again? You got a woman at home and you didn't tell me. You got a wife, baby mama, whoever. Okay? I don't have to worry about those things when I'm doing me. I don't have to worry about that.
Well, if you're doing you, you shouldn't be focused. You shouldn't be thinking focused on that anyway. Just get yours.
Focus
in that
on
that.
What?
Whatever
focus
else
on
is
what?
Going on. Whatever else is going
wait,
on, get yours in that step. Huh?
Okay, but once again, you're thinking as a man. Women don't, you notice, women don't think that way.
Women think about foreplay. We actually think about foreplay. Guys don't think about that.
And how
listen,
about,
nowadays,
I'm thinking about the fact that
nowadays,
I don't want to just have I don't want to have relations with you one time. I may want to have relations with you again, but guess what? I got to wait. I got to wait because, me and you, you and your woman got into something. So now I have to wait until you no, I ain't got time for that.
All I'm saying is nowadays women are out here of being way more aggressive than the men. Well, these males out here nowadays. So my whole thing is, I can understand when you talk about women think differently, but it seems like now, as of the past few years, that the way that they're thinking has been more in the male aspect, and they're on some real I'm getting mine, and that's that. Basically, they want to get theirs and then send you home. Like, they ain't
it's
no cuddling, no pillow talk after that.
Let me tell you something. It's a front. No. I'm going to tell you this. As a woman, a lot of that is a front. I don't care
but
how
see,
hard. I don't care about the, oh, I'm being aggressive. It's a front. A lot of those women be the same ones that sit up there and be told, oh, they ain't no good men out there, ain't that and the other. But then they front in front of the man like, oh, I just want you for this and that's it. Believe me, it's a front. I'm telling you, it's a front.
And it could be a front because they've been hurt before. So
right,
you got
absolutely,
some hurt women
that too.
Act like that, and I'm going to be just like a guy. But what's interesting, what you're saying that is like, why don't we teach, you know, men to respect women the same way that, you know, they want women to be women?
Well, well, the thing is this: it's kind of hard to teach a three-legged dog.
Yeah, true.
But it's kind of hard to teach a two-legged dog. How to run. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the same.
I'm just saying. So
it's just not
guys were brought into the world to be dogs, man. That's my point.
No.
I'm making guys
want that.
Not all of us.
No.
Always from young our girls to act like a lady, but we're not teaching our men to be men. We teach them to be dogs. It's okay. And if they not dogs, then, oh, you a sucker.
Yeah,
right.
That's the problem.
That's,
well, some guys, some guys have a poor ego when it comes to that. They have a very poor ego. I mean, okay. They listen to other guys' talk. Like, okay, if a guy, let's just say a guy is treating his woman like a queen. And Brother B, I'm sure you've heard this, like, yo, man, oh, you sucker for love, or you're a sucker, you doing all of this for a man. Listen, man, I don't
be
doing
that. I mean, I heard
that
when I was younger. when
Same
I was
here.
Younger, but I mean, most of
that's my point. Why would they call a guy a sucker for love if he's being respectful
exactly.
to his lady and everything? That's
mm-hmm.
the question I'm asking you. Brother B, help it
no.
out, because I want to hear your
Brother
point,
B.
Brother B.
Listen, the reason why I believe a lot of dudes saying that, because they're the ones that's the suckers. They're the ones that's the suckers that they're talking
you.
About. You know what I'm saying? See, they don't. Mm-hmm. They get a little mad or get a little salty when you know when somebody else got something. Because I've seen a lot of dudes talk that junk about, oh, you a sucker
mm-hmm.
for love. But yo, when they get a good chick, you don't hear from them no more. Oh nah, I can't
mm-hmm.
hang out. Oh nah, I can't do that. But wait a minute, I thought I was a sucker for love. Yeah, you are, but I gotta go. My lady, she making me a sandwich. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like that's
what that's
all
about. You some dead sandwiches.
These niggas be a sandwich. That's what that's all about. Like, a lot of these dudes be out here fronting. And me personally.
Absolutely.
You
I hear
you,
that a lot.
You get your real game from your mama. There's certain things you learn
Absolutely.
From your father,
right.
but you get your real game from your mother. But see, the problem is, nowadays, you got women out here. It's a different generation. You got women
mm-hmm.
out here that are ladies out here that are not growing up to have that full experience to call themselves like, you know, oh yeah, I'm this type of woman. This is who I am. They
right.
just popping out kids at early age. They don't even know who they are. So
mm-hmm.
if they don't
and
know
they,
who
they
are, who they going
to
teach their kids
babies.
To be. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm thinking they've been popping out babies at an early age. I grew up in that generation with that, so I don't
but,
know.
Yeah.
That,
see, not the, but the thing is,
know.
That generation was totally different.
That generation was because you had your mother and your grandmother still instilling certain things despite the fact that you was a young mother. So I get your point totally.
But now these days
yeah,
you have
but,
different
but
things
listen,
because guess
grandmother's,
what? You have social,
grandmother's
social media.
Was how old? Grandmother's back
yeah.
in some years ago, how old were they? Grandmothers was like 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Now grandmothers
mm-hmm.
is like late 20s, you know what I'm saying, in their 30s.
Late 20s?
40, at least 40. Some of them are late 20s.
At least, I'll say at least 30, like, I'll say between like maybe their mid-30s. Maybe early to mid-30s, you know, and 40. But like I said, my thing is this. Okay, getting back to what we're talking about, my thing is, I'm going to say it like this, and I had, you know, people need to stop being afraid. No, not even love. It's like people need to stop being afraid of sexuality. You have to explore your sexuality. Either it's with someone or you by yourself. You have to explore your sexuality, whether it's not. Listen to me, Brother B. You have to.
No.
I don't care.
I'm listening, but I need to add something on to what you're saying.
Okay.
Because what you're
Go
saying
ahead.
Is absolutely correct, but that's not what's going on. They don't even know
How
what
do you feel
sexuality,
that's not what's going on?
No, they don't know what sexuality is. They just know sex.
Right. Wait a minute.
That's the problem.
But we're not talking. I'm talking about, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, what you said is absolutely correct, but that's strange. That's a strange word, sexuality. They don't know what that is. They don't know about the proudness and all this and that. All they know about is F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all they know about.
Right.
They don't know about anything else. Like the whole foreplay, like they think eating some grits and turkey bacon is foreplay. Like they don't know what it is.
It could be. You could slap somebody with some. Listen, I might want to be slapped with some bologna slices. That's foreplay.
All right, I'm done.
Some bologna slices on your big red.
Yeah, some bologna slices.
You know what? I'm done.
That's interesting.
Forever.
Okay.
You are not my family anymore. Because you just said getting slapped with bologna slices. You're nasty. You're nasty, man.
He said you're nasty. But what I'm trying to tell you is that different things can be somebody might want to get slapped with a ping-pong paddle. They might want to get slapped with a ping-pong paddle. That could be something.
No,
that's considered
no. There's no coming
I
back
can't.
From the bologna slices. There's no coming back from that. There's no coming back
I'm
from
just,
getting slapped with bologna slices.
I think Brother B got his ass tipped down. Bologna slices.
Oh, damn.
Bologna slices. Bologna.
He's going to bologna slices later. Like oh, man.
Like,
that's wild. That's
want
really
want
wild.
Do you want boy's head or Stop and Shop? Like that's
do you
funny.
Want boy's
like,
head or Oscar Mayer?
Stop and Shop. I
can't.
So bologna. So what? Bologna is like your sex toy. I can't deal with you right now.
No, I'm saying no.
Okay.
What I'm saying is
I got what
that
you
could be.
I know.
I'm saying that you know you're saying grits and you know I'm just saying it because you said something about food, but people have once again we're going back. So people have different fetishes of what they like. Like I said, once again, I'm going to go back to what I said, sexuality. Sometimes, like I said, you're right. They don't know about sexuality. They just know that, just as you said, the F word. But once again, when it comes to sex toys, once again, it's not a thing of just like, oh, you know, this person is using that. Oh, they must be lonely or don't have nobody. Once again, you have to explore your sexuality. You have to explore what you like, what you don't like. And women seem to do it more than men do. Women seem to explore their sexuality. And like once again, that's where the toys come in as well. It's not that the toys will be, oh, I can't find a man or I don't want no man. You have to explore yourself and know what you like and what you don't
like.
Yeah,
and maybe that's why we last longer because we had more practice than you guys. I'm just telling you,
God damn it.
Oh, let me not advertise myself because I don't need no guy trolling
or talking
about the
bologna
sandwiches and stuff.
In between K-Dog.
Yeah,
with this situation, Big Red with the bologna slices, and you with the practice, like, I don't know what to say about y'all anymore.
Yeah, you might, being serious with the practice, and you may feel like you're inexperienced, and let's say if you want to get with that partner, you want to be experienced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to show him some things,
right.
Make him think you know some stuff,
oh,
you might
damn.
Not know anything.
Absolutely,
you know, I'm just saying, that's
but
how
better
I feel
yet,
about
but
it.
Better yet, listen. All I got to say is this. There's something called sex therapy. I mean, for people who don't do this, who have a problem with sexuality.
She said, I ain't going to sex therapy.
Yeah.
Me neither. I don't need that. I ain't going there.
Listen,
what do you mean
like
I do my own therapy?
Dr. Ruth?
I do my own therapy. I don't need that.
Dr. Ruth is actually good. I hope you know that. She has some good tips.
Yeah.
As old as she is, she got the good tips.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
just
yeah.
letting you know. So don't
she's
even say Dr. Ruth. Because she
no,
is
Dr.
good.
Dr. Ruth is gangster. Yeah, she's gangster.
Oh, yeah, she was on point.
I mean, I get it. I get it why some people, you know, have their little pocket rockets and
it's something else.
Stuff
man.
Like that. I mean, I get it. But sometimes it just seems, like I said, Red hit it on the head.
Yeah.
Sexuality. There's an art.
Sexuality, get it, man.
Yeah, there's an art to the sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are just ruining it by just having sex and not really exploring what it's all about.
Yeah, not having fun with sex.
Like, there's a big difference between, you know, oh, I'm just getting minds off and then actually climax. But a lot of people, like, you know, some people just don't know about that.
Or what they called back in the day, making love. Nobody
absolutely.
Does that anymore.
Make it, nobody
you know
does
mean?
That
making
anymore.
Love.
Listen,
right?
I they do still do that. they still do that.
Now, the thing is, you know, you have to know you have to find your sexuality. And on top of that, there's something else too. People think, like Brother B said, people, the only way they think about sexuality is, oh, yeah, I just sex. I'm like, nah, there's
I'm
a whole lot
of stuff. I'm a dead.
That's the first thing you think about.
Like the Exactly. I'm gonna hit you. Oh, I'm gonna hit you with some bologna slices, and we going in.
I'm gonna hit you with a ping pong paddle.
Like, yo, I don't want it to seem like sex toys are like replacing the human contact. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it just seems like there's too much of an overabundance of these things. And I get it. You know, people may use it for practice, or people may use it just to explore their sexuality, or people may just use it as a happy ending or a happy medium, or they may use it as an accessory to a current situation. I get all
to just get started. Let's get started.
Yeah. Could be foreplay, whatever. You know, I get it. But the whole thing is there are types out there who will just take it to that next level. And it's like I've seen these whole, like when that sex doll thing was, seemed like it was up on the up and up. Like they had, like you can custom order yours to look what you want it to look like. You can put clothes on it and stuff like that. Like all of that is, to me, that's crazy. That's like, I think that's way extra than what it needs to be. I understand you want to swing a little pocket rocket or dildo or whatever, but you're talking about creating someone to look like someone.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, it is scary. It is.
No, scary. It is very scary.
And I think, like I said, while I don't have the issue with sex toys, I just feel that it shouldn't be a thing where it replaces the human aspect of it. Whereas it's that you'll just say, oh, well, I got my pocket rocket. I don't need no dude. Because some people may say that. Or some dudes may say, oh, I got my right hand. I don't need no woman. You know, some people say that.
Some dudes
say that. Yeah, like for the life of me, I'm like, huh? Like, nah, you gonna jerk off for the rest of your life? Like,
hey,
nah,
man,
nah,
man. If that's what makes you happy, man, go ahead, man, please. Go ahead, man.
I mean,
go ahead.
But then we're missing so much about each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, you're like, once again, like Red said, the sexuality, the exploration, like you're missing so much about the you know, women.
What about,
Brother
B, the talking about what we like? Don't people do that before they even start having sex with one another?
They do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But all right. I think nowadays some dudes just talk about
they do.
It. No, just to open up the door for you to just want to do it. It's not like some of them really care about what you like, because some of them just thinking about just getting there. There may have been a time, you know, in a faraway galaxy where, you know, it was like, you know, dudes, you know, actually cared about what you were saying and how you were saying it. I'm not saying that all dudes are like that now, no. But, I mean, there are issues. You know,
I'll wait on the one that wants to wait, because I know he'll last long.
No, wow.
Here you go with this last long thing.
That's the whole point of the topic. What do you think these toys are for, and massages
exactly.
and stuff are for, to help brothers last long?
Exactly.
Wow.
To help them last long. But once again, as I say, listen, if you can't, you know, if you, you know,
if you can't sling a slice of bologna, it ain't your type.
That's right. Listen, if you use the ShopRite kind instead of boys, then we can't talk.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what? Get off the phone. Just get the hell off the phone. Get off the phone. Just hang up right now.
I said, get off the phone.
God damn.
Why is
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. Just mute yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Just put this damn cell phone mute right now. And put the cat on. Put the cat on.
What did I say to you?
put the cat on. Put the damn cat on. I don't want you no more.
Are you kidding? Do my dust cat, I got to go sit in the corner too?
Put the damn.
Put the damn cat
now
on.
Now you put me in the corner.
This is crazy, man.
Yeah, put, yeah.
This is crazy,
so,
man.
Tell me about
it. That'll be the damn quarter. Aw, oh, man.
You still
right, I ain't going to say nothing about it. Huh?
Where's the cat? Where's the cat?
Where's the cat?
Yeah, put the cat on. I understand, man. I don't. Yeah. Listen. Once again, like I said, I get it. But the whole thing with the sex toys is just, you know. I mean, I guess there's an end to them, you know. I mean, you know. I just don't. You know, like I've heard. You know, throughout, you know, my travels, conversation, and, you know, women seem to speak very highly of these things and stuff like that. And I'm just like, wow. Like some of them, like, oh, I keep it with me all the time. And sometimes when I'm at work, I'm like, ah,
no,
yeah,
wow. Yeah, they,
like,
yeah, oh yeah, they do it at work, Brother B. I read somewhere that a woman talked about she brings her toy to work.
Probably to use it in
the bathroom real quick. She might have thought about Brother B, and it's like he's so hot.
Hell no.
I need to go to the bathroom. Boom, boom, boom.
Get
let
no
me use this.
Me.
Get this out. Those things really happen to women. That's why they're bringing it all around, because they know, boom, I get turned on in 2 seconds, those kind of women. So
that's true. You know, what?
That's,
guess
that's
what?
Understandable.
I'm looking on my site now, and I told you they got little, you know, like,
This is
They got a nubby finger vibrator.
Right, yeah, yeah.
This is a family show, okay? The family.
Listen, it's after 9:30. You ain't family.
And the kids ain't got no school tomorrow. So what happens? Now what?
That's their problem.
Okay. Gotcha.
But you do have one.
They shouldn't be listening to this show after a certain time.
Yeah, they shouldn't be listening to it tonight at all.
Yeah, exactly. Shoot.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's, the fascination of it. Like I said, you have some women out there that just, oh, I swear by my rabbit or my this or my that, I swear by, and I'm like, And maybe, I don't know, maybe they should give dudes classes on, you know, how to use this or, you know, maybe they should.
Yeah, but they have, they don't have classes, but you do know women, they have women that give parties like that. And sometimes the men, they have parties like that.
Sex parties. They do have
that. Yeah, the sex parties.
Yeah,
they have
that. Those favors and things like that. But, you know, you can just YouTube certain things that you're interested in after, you know, the show tonight. So.
Perfect.
For more experience. It's good. I think it's good for guys to do that so they can learn about these things.
So you think it's good for guys to educate themselves on pocket rockets, rabbits?
Yes,
and
I'll tell you why. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And bologna slices? Okay.
Yes, and definitely bologna slices after tonight.
There
so
you go with the
I'm
going to
tell you
slices.
Why. You just like y'all like Cool Whip, bologna slices, they're wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You're just gonna look like an animal just getting that off.
Yeah,
okay. But but I'm being serious right now, and I think I should, because as women we do it, we wanna know. At least I wanna know. I wanna know what's out there. I wanna be a little bit more experienced. You never know. You could just be turning your guy out. Same thing. Guys need to, you know, we want that same kind of stimulation. I do not want 5 minutes. That's weak to me.
Wow.
If somebody tells me that's the norm, I don't know what you just did in 5 minutes. It wasn't any foreplay. So we're going to need this vibrator right here. And you're going to have to just hold on just a little bit more.
That's right. I want 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I'm going to put an exception to that. And Brother B and K-Door, listen, like I said, y'all gonna hear something. Y'all gonna be like, oh, yeah, shit. So, yeah, like, okay, now 5 minutes, 2 or 3, 5 minutes. Now, sometimes that can happen because, you know what, maybe they haven't, you know, done it in a minute. And or, you know, maybe, you know,
you know.
Yeah, okay. So he'll get a pass on that.
No, wait, he's gonna get a pass on that.
I ain't
talking about the cobwebs. I'm talking about the fact that, you know, what happens when you put a hot dog in the microwave for like 2 minutes?
Oh, it explodes. I don't eat hot dogs. No, I really don't. But go ahead. If you do that,
remember, if you put that hot dog in the microwave for maybe 10 seconds, two or three minutes, after a while, you know, that microwave, remember, it heats up from the inside out. So just think about what I'm saying. The inside, and you go in there and you're feeling it's going
to
explode. Exactly.
So what do
within
y'all,
two or three minutes.
All right, so what do y'all expect? It's not even within
2 minutes.
We're
not going
to
expect
like
that every single time, though, Brother B. That's the point.
It depends on what time. Right, it depends on the situation once again. Like I said, if that explodes in 2 or 3 minutes, now if he is one of them brothers that's like, all right, you know what, I relieve myself, but, you know, I can get back into it again, and he kind of quit with it, I can accept that. But not when you explode and it's just like, oh, I got to go take a nap now.
Negro,
you don't get your ass, no, we ain't taking no naps. This ain't wrong.
You
ain't taking no nap.
Boys on your ass. This pump.
That's right.
And you gonna get that up. Get
that's
up.
Right. We ain't doing
what,
no.
She ain't in favor of pills or pumps. Cause she can't wait. Cause she a microwave. She can't wait.
She can't wait, and that's the whole point. Come on.
Wow.
like, listen. No. Ain't no sleeping. This ain't. No, you gonna get up.
Especially if she's still feeling it, you need to fix it.
Absolutely.
You left her hanging. You know that feeling? That's a bad feeling for a woman. Leave her hanging? Oh, no.
Right.
You better get this thing up.
You better wake that ass up.
Open my suitcase up. I got a couple tools to help you out.
No, you better wake that ass up. And you know what else, man? You know what else? Better use some Red Bull or some shit, man. I mean, seriously.
Oh, Red Bull was K-Dog. Okay.
Uh-oh,
I'm going to put that on my list. Bring a case of Red Bull. Wow. Okay, K-Dog's going to have all the ladies calling him tonight. He got the strategy. They want to know.
He's going to be bringing rice and Red Bull.
God damn. Oh, damn.
And Brother B, I got to tell you something else. I hate to be a little out the way with it, but...
You like to get hit with pineapple, too, right? Like, what the...
No,
fuck?
Well...
Pineapple slices.
No.
You know, Brother B,
pineapple.
You can do that, too. Brother B, you're not ready. Go ahead.
You know, okay, they also have like Kegel. What is it? Kegel balls and
those are dangerous. The kiosks. I know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, the Kegel balls, the Benoit balls. Yeah, but you know that's to stimulate. That's to stimulate the men to get aroused.
Wait. First of all, what you looking at to get you aroused? What the hell?
Exactly.
We were just talking about when he exploded, and now he's talking about, oh, I'm tired. I can't. We're going to get you back up. We're going to get you right. Because we're not done. Jamie Foxx said, tonight we're going to get right now.
Mm-hmm.
These things really happen, Brother B.
Yeah, they do. And they happen. And it's not just... It happens with couples. Like you have, like I said, you have couples that live together or whatever, and they do things like this. This is how, you know, they may not talk about it, or maybe, you know, the man may not talk about it, but, you know, listen. Boy, you guys are real quiet.
I'm just, you know, I've learned something new about, you know, Big Red, and you know, K-Dog promoting himself.
Lady T is taking a stand.
You know, Lady T is taking a stand on time. She's like, I don't, you know, no 5 minutes. No.
Definitely not. Sorry.
So what's a good time?
What are you talking about, like average, 15 minutes with foreplay included. No, it don't have to be.
You said what's a good time?
Minimum 15.
Oh, no, yeah, it's not.
Red, don't even respond on this one. Because
I want to know from Red.
Listen, you sound like you want to go for hours with lunch meat, pineapples, and other toys and stuff like that. Like, you going to go on forever. Like, you sound like
it's like your workout. You eat before your workout, right?
Vivian,
you going to have that bologna.
He said, Vivian,
I'm
not a machine.
No, damn.
I'm not a machine, Vivian. Yo, you stupid. Yo, I don't see nobody else remember that.
You sound like you're a barbarian, man. Like, I don't even know
how to do that. Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
I ain't sitting on this couch. I'm just coming in and stand up.
Oh my gosh. Yo.
But I'm just saying, all right, it's the thing of, once again, and a lot of, you know, men may not realize that either, but, you know, when you reach 40 and 40 and over, you know, the sex drive is high.
It's the reverse. The male sex drive is usually when they're in their youth, they're earlier.
Right, in their 20s, in their 20s over to. Right,
yeah,
and women you know.
Like I said, that's
later,
why there's
so,
a lot of cougars and leopards out there.
You're right.
And listen to this Thundercat over here.
That's right, Thundercat.
No, I can't.
Oh, man.
Thundercat.
This is crazy, man.
You sound like you're going to go get your roar on tonight.
Well, I'm just going to shut my mouth now.
I'm going to shut my mouth right now. Thank you very much. You'll thank me later.
Yep. Thank you later.
So 15 minutes is good enough? 15, 20 minutes.
You can do a lot in 15 minutes.
I'll say at least between 5 and 10 minutes. That's a good time. Once again, you take your little rest. You know, then you can take your little rest, because it's like, okay, you worked a little bit. But then within, like, your rest shouldn't be no half an hour, you know, 2 hours. It should, maybe a half an hour rest. And then, you know, after that half an hour rest, it's like, brother, let's get up and, you know, let's get it popping again.
Damn.
Now, if he's spending the night, you know, we could vary with that. If he's spending the night. Now, if he on the time limit, we working on a time clock and not a calendar, then, you know, 30 minutes is all you get with the sleep. Like, you got to get up. Let's go.
No, damn. No
taking a 15-minute nap.
Not even a moment's rest.
Huh?
Not even a moment's rest.
What? I said 30 minutes. I said, but you heard what I said. I said, if he's spending the night, that's a different story. The time can vary with that. But if you, like I said, if you're working on a time clock and not a calendar, it's like, no. We got a time clock going on here. No, you got to, you know, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you get your little rest on it, then it's like, all right, we got to go, because you know I got to get you out of here within a certain time.
Damn, not a moment's rest.
Right.
I'm just saying it's been very interesting to
very interesting.
Everyone, you know, points of view when it comes down to the whole thing of sex toys and, you know, being active and, you know, time lengths and things of that nature. I would like to say it's been very enlightening. You know, I kind of wish I could have kind of just cut my ears off after some of the things that I've heard.
All I got to say is that my eyes are just surprised, look like, oh, shit. Like, oh, shit.
I would never buy you a sandwich ever again. And dancer won't be baloney ever again. Because I don't know, you might take it and do something with it. You can't be trusted with those.
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
you never
God.
Seen American Pie?
I've seen it.
That's why
that
you said it.
That I've ever seen. That was disgusting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was nasty. But like I said, it was very, you know, it was very nice, very interesting to get, you know, everyone's point of view on, you know, this topic. It was very interesting. I mean, especially, you know, the way, you know, you and Lady T with the sexuality and, you know, the time thing. And I guess it gives the things that you speak on or that y'all spoke on make sex toys even more relevant today, because either a lot of males are too focused on just having sex without the sensuality of it or the sexuality of it. And they're just ready to just jump straight to, you know, effing, you know, and nothing else. I think because there are a lot of males out there that are not in touch with their self, you know, personally, I think that's why it's just all about just, you know, effing. Because they don't, I mean, it doesn't have to be sometimes about love or about lust, but it has to be about something. And in some cases, you have people who are more concerned with pleasing their partner than pleasing themselves. And then you have people who feel pleasing their partner is pleasing themselves. But, you know, right now it's a one-way street with a lot of you dudes out here, because, you know, there's a lot of complaints. You know, I have female friends, and, you know, they all seem to say, the ones that are single seem to say the same thing, and it's like, wow, it's crazy, but, you know, I guess it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, unfortunately, this is the world we're living in now. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, I think it's on both sides. I don't think it's just the women. It's on men, too. But once again, men have better access. You know, it kind of evens out, but it doesn't. Because it's like men have more access to, you know, getting, you know, the box than women have access to the males. And like I said, it's because
I don't see how.
Because
listen,
like I said, because
a woman can go out there and get it anytime they want. A woman
can't get it as fast as you guys can.
Right, exactly. That's what I keep explaining to them. Women can't get it. No, we can't.
How?
Huh?
How?
What you're thinking, you're going off of what you said earlier. Oh, these women out here, they being aggressive, they just this, that, and the other. Okay, I understand that. But once again, those same ones, a lot of them are fronters. They're fronting, and they sit up there and they do all that aggressiveness, and then they get hurt by these guys. Believe me, they're getting hurt.
I don't doubt that. But I think that women,
they're getting hurt.
I think a woman can get it quicker than a man ever could.
Nah,
not at all.
Nope, not at all. Nope.
Well, then, all right, K-Dole.
And don't forget, you do have some K-Dole. Guys that will turn the girl down. Oh, I think you're too fast. You're probably out here doing everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
All right, this is true. This is true because, you know, you have some dudes that are more focused on quality instead of quantity. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's what it is. I think that's, once again, that's a male ego thing. Once again.
I have to say, it's not ego. You know what? You have men out there, not males, but men, who are very much more selective.
Yes, they are.
Nowadays,
they are.
Because
there's men
they
out
know,
there who are better.
Because
they
know their consequences that come with sex. There are consequences that come with, you know, being that man. There's consequences that come with it, and not every dude wants to deal with that, or they want to, you know, be accountable for, you know, the situation that happens.
You
know,
well, the guys that's using their brain versus their brain.
It ain't very many of them out there. Now, it's not very many of them, and it has nothing to do, the age doesn't have nothing to do with it, because you got older ones that have that same ticket, so it's not very many of them out there.
Oh,
it really isn't.
I mean, that's true.
No, because
true,
you know what
but,
it is? Listen. You have to have a brain. You know, you got to think. You got to allow yourself time to think because there's more to it than what you think it is. You understand? People don't understand that. They think that, you're just going to go ahead and jump the bones, and next thing you know, you're like, I'm getting it. No, there's a lot more to that because the more you jump into it and say like this, I'm going to get you now, and guess what happens? You strike out, homie. You know?
Well, yeah.
You understand what I'm
that's the thing. Once again, so we live in a society that focuses more on sex than sensuality. You know, or the sexuality. Everything
they
is
don't
just like,
that.
You know, now, I got to have it. Now, that's how I want it.
No,
that's the
way
I
want it. Chill out, man. Because you know what? Relax at the moment because, you know, like I said, if you go ahead and rush into it, then next thing you know, you're going to strike out. Dang good.
So I just tell you, for guys, stimulate the mind, because you're gonna get the coochie anyway. Stimulate
Absolutely.
The mind, and then have these sex toys on deck.
Absolutely. Now, once again, my thing is just like she said, stimulate the mind. Like I said, at the end of the day, we need to stop having that. You know, men and women need to. Well, men need to stop having that thing about, I got her. Now, once again, in some cases, it's like that. But you know what? If it's a mutual thing, if it's like, yo, we got that vibe off each other. Listen, we both getting what we want out of this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you getting what you want and you got another notch on your belt. How you know that you ain't one of the notches on my belt? Just because I'm not telling you that don't mean. Because see, that's the thing with men and women. See, men talk about or may talk about what they, you know, the team that they got. Women don't talk about their team. It's like I'm the general manager, but you want to talk about the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the general manager on my team, but you ain't going to know that I got a team. I'm not going to tell you I got a team.
Yeah.
But then you want to tell me about your team. Because you want to add me to your team. I'll be on your team, but I'm going to be general. If you add me to your team, I'm going to be the general manager. I'm going to be the general manager of that team. And then I went off to start my own thing.
my brain is full now.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man.
My brain is full now.
Everyone's wrapped up.
Yeah, my brain is on.
No, this is crazy.
Now. I have to go wash my brain and
it's
my ears
crazy,
now.
Man.
You gotta go wash your brain?
Yeah, I gotta wash my brain
wash
and my ears
brain?
Now.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That has to be scrubbed.
I'm sorry I damaged you for the night.
Yeah, damn.
Sorry about that.
So on that note, 60 seconds left. Lady T, K-Dog, and Baloney Big Red. Thank you.
Baloney Big Red. Oh, my goodness.
Yo!
man.
This is crazy.
Yo, don't forget K-Dog with the rice and the Red Bull.
Rice and Red Bull.
The arm and arm. Eating rice and drinking Red Bull.
All right, that's enough. Y'all have a good night. Another one in the can.
Another one.
Tomorrow night, hopefully, Absolute Truth, 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, y'all. Everyone have a good one. Peace out.
Later, guys.
And behave yourself, okay?
Behave yourself. Yeah, be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
No, God. Later.
Later.
Night.
Good night, guys.
Good night, y'all. Oh, man.